Hello there, Nicola Barden here from Q102's Weekend Buzz. I hope you are all doing really well and thank you so much for pressing play today to listen to this episode. Before I let you listen to the whole thing, I just have a little bit of news for you. So if you're a fan of the Weekend Buzz or this is the first time you've ever listened to it, amazing and thank you, and scroll back. We've got over 70 episodes there, so there's some great chats for you to listen to from the likes of the cast of SVU, from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Grey's Anatomy, loads of stuff, some amazing singers, reality stars. Great in-depth conversations for you to enjoy. And I know that's what you're here for. So that's why I have to tell you my news. I have rebranded the show and it is now strictly podcast. So it's no longer on radio. It is just podcast and it goes under the name Tis Yourself. So do come and find us. We're on Instagram and Twitter and obviously all the places that you're listening to podcasts. So if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, Google, CastBox, Good Pods, Spotify, we are there. I am there with my over 50 guests, fantastic guests. You're going to love some of them. They're absolutely amazing. So we've got some of the cast from like Games of Thrones, Breaking Bad. Yes, Breaking Bad and Game of Thrones. Can you believe it? Some amazing singers like Shane Ward, Matt Cardle are there. We have the actor Jerry O'Connell, who has some surprising roots to Ireland, you won't believe. We have the likes of Tom Lenk from Buffy, who played Andrew. If you're Irish, you'll know the names James Patrice, Trisha's Transformation, Tommy Fleming, the Nolan family. There's loads and loads of stuff in there. We've Sarah Jane Dunn from Hollyoaks. We've got some cast of EastEnders. So there's a real mix of Irish, UK, US guests, and we're just adding to them every single day. We're getting some new guests. Season 4 is just about to be launched. So come and join me. I'm over here waiting for you to discover me. That's Tis Yourself with me, Nicola Barden. Hope you enjoy this episode.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
The Weekend Buzz with Nicola Barden.
Welcome back to The Weekend Buzz here on Dublin's Q102, and I hope this morning is treating you well. Now, there's a new charity initiative that you may have spotted on social media on Instagram. This is what I spotted it on. There are a number of Miss Ireland contestants and they are going barefaced. And we think of Miss Ireland, you think of the glamour, you think of, you know, the gowns, the hair, the makeup, the tan, and they always look fantastic and fabulous. A lot of them are gone makeupless, and it's for charity. It's for Variety, the kids charity of Ireland, which are an amazing, amazing charity, and they help so many different people across the country. And you're kind of thinking, well, what's the connection here? Well, actually, it's kind of like one of those challenges where you suggest, like the ice bucket, and you suggest your friend goes make it free and shares a selfie. And one of the contestants is a Miss Dublin contestant, Ciara Whelan. She is on the phone with me now. Hi, Ciara.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks.
So come here. First of all, you're in the running to become Miss Dublin.
I am, yeah.
Tell me, how did you get into the competition?
So I went for an interview just before lockdown, and I kind of was going out of my comfort zone doing it, because anyone who knows me knows I'd be quite quiet. But I just said this year, look, I'm going to go do it and I'm going to just see what the outcome of it is, because I'd followed the journey for so long and said that's something I definitely want to do. So I went for the interview and I got the email to say that I had been picked as a finalist. So I was delighted to even get that far. So
it's like, as you mentioned, it's something that you normally wouldn't do. And is it that you're quite quiet and you're, or that you've never done modelling before?
I had done modelling a few years ago, but I would be quite quiet. So I kind of wanted to come out of my shell and to meet like-minded girls as well. So I thought, right, this is the competition for me, to see how it was run so well and how they work with different charities and all the kind of different things that they've done. So I pushed myself and just went for it.
And of course, when you went for it, you probably thought, I'm going to spend a lot of time with the other finalists and get to know new girls around Dublin.
Yeah, quite different now.
Yeah, you're like, oh, this is going to be a great way to meet some new pals.
Yeah, no, it is quite different. Now, we're doing a lot of online stuff at the minute, so it is nice getting to meet the different girls that way, but it is quite different this year.
Yeah, like I can imagine that, you know, the years gone by, you know, friendships have been forged by going to different events together or, you know, competitions or whatever, not through the computer screen that now has become our real life.
Yeah, no, it is. It's the new norm.
And like, how has it been for you considering a lot of it has been virtual so far?
It's amazing. Like, it's unbelievable how kind of the different kind of things you can still do behind the computer screen. Like, we've had really informative workshops. There's a lot coming up, and even getting to work with the charities, doing it all at home as well. Like, it doesn't feel much different. So it is kind of, the way it's run, it is amazing.
And the thing about, I suppose, Miss Ireland is it's so glam, and the challenge that you're doing at the moment is so far away from that. It's to show, I suppose, the inner beauty and to show, you know, that the pressure on people on social media to look perfect all the time. Is that kind of a key message behind it all?
Yeah, like, at the time when we were told about the challenge, I was a bit nervous, thinking, oh my God, my skin, like, I've spots on my skin, people are going to see my skin. And then I kind of took a step back, and you see this charity variety, the work that they do for kids with disabilities is unbelievable. And, you know, they don't get any government funding, so they rely solely on public donations. So to kind of channel and promote self-confidence and inner beauty while you're raising money for such a good cause at the same time, I was kind of like, look, I can't wait to do this now. And we had such a positive reaction as well when we did do it, and are still continuing to have it. So I'm delighted to be part of it.
It's funny when you say about, you know, you were nervous there and you mentioned confidence as well, because I suppose people would assume that anyone who puts themselves forward for a competition like Miss Ireland, you know, that you'd be very confident, that, you know, you wouldn't worry about your appearance. But even you were kind of stressed about putting that picture on social media.
Oh, 100%. Like, a lot of the time what you see on social media is the good parts of people. So the glamorous parts, the parts where they're going off traveling and stuff. And to put yourself out there just completely barefaced, this is me, it is a big step to take for a lot of girls. And I loved as well the challenge, because with the platform now that I'm running for Miss Dublin, I can show younger girls as well, look, it's okay, people have spots, people have scars on their face. It's what's on the inside that matters just as much as the outside as well. So I was delighted to take part.
And like, it's such a simple message, but yet I know that I would be stressed about putting a picture of myself up, you know, like, it's just a thing that, because you're like, you're so nervous of people's commentary, whereas I would go out on the street and have no makeup on and just be like, not pass any remarks. But it's because somebody can be, no one's going to come up to me in Tesco and tell me you look like crap, but somebody could write that, and you know, you're going to remember that forever.
Yeah, no, it is, it's nice to kind of have the platform to do it, and kind of hopefully for it to become the new norm for people like influencers and stuff, and people that are going for the competition to be able to come on and say, look, this is who I am. And, you know, to promote other girls to do it as well. Like, this is you. You don't have to hide behind a filter or makeup. Like, you're beautiful either way. Mm. So it is. It's a lovely kind of thing to do.
And how has the reaction been, you know, when you put it up?
I've had a really positive reaction. Like, I've had people, I probably think my skin is 100 times worse than what it actually is. And people saying to me, oh my God, like, you look really, really good. Like, I put up a picture and I put up a reel. So on Instagram, the reel was me going from absolute glam to absolutely nothing. And I just had so many messages saying, oh my God, like, you look so good without the makeup. And it did boost my confidence a good lot. So I was delighted with the reaction.
Yeah, I suppose that we all think that we're worse than we are, and that's we all beat ourselves up, and we don't look at ourselves through other people's eyes. So when you're thinking your skin is terrible, and you know, you can bet somebody sitting there going, well, it's not as bad as mine, even if theirs is perfect, because we just see our own flaws.
Yeah, 100%. And that's what, like, I would spend time taking myself apart just from seeing like different posts on Instagram and of makeup and stuff, and I'm saying to myself, oh my God, like, my skin isn't like that, I have spots on my forehead. But to have this challenge and for all the Miss Ireland girls to go out there and have the confidence to do it, it really does promote, look, you're beautiful either way. You don't need to hide behind makeup or an Instagram filter, or at the same time, you need the makeup as well.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's not saying that you shouldn't wear makeup, it's just saying that here is us
you know, you see us all the time looking so glam. We want to show you that that's the highlights, and this is this is us normally. You know, especially now, because like, who's getting glammed up all the time? When you're the only person you see is in Tesco or the takeaway guy.
Exactly. Like, I can't remember. I say I put makeup on once every 2 or 3 weeks now, whereas it would have been every day just before lockdown. So
Like, I remember I went for something like 6 months before I put on makeup, and that I only did that because restrictions had been lifted, so I was going for dinner and I was like, I can't bear this face, you know, there. And I suppose, Ciara, when do you find out then about the Miss Dublin side of things?
So in the coming months we will have the Miss Dublin final, but all of the kind of different things like events and stuff like that can be found on the Miss Ireland app, so that can be downloaded in any Play Store or Google Store. And you can see all the different profiles of the different counties and things we're getting involved in and stuff like that.
And what about, you know, you obviously work away from that, so, you know, you're not just, this isn't just a full-time thing for you.
Yeah, I'm currently working for a company called Indeed, so I am a recruitment coordinator in Indeed, and my team are backing me all the way. I'm just delighted with the team that I have there, so...
Yeah, I would be so nervous. I think I'd be most nervous if I was doing something like this to tell my work colleagues, isn't it mad? Because they see you every day and you're like, Hassel Kabir, I'm going to be dressing up and doing this. What do you think?
That's the thing. I was really nervous, and then I had like a one-to-one chat with my manager that I do every week, and it came up, and she had actually gone for Miss Ireland a couple of years back as well for her own county. So to even get up that, like, it's just such a small world, and she had such good things to say about it as well, so I was delighted that I was kind of running now for the final as well.
Yeah, I know. I think there's some, there's stuff like this, you know, beauty pageants and stuff like that get a really bad rap, but I think it can be a great bonding thing for girls, and we're seeing, as you know, we're seeing now that it's not just about what you look like anymore. Like, that was back in the 70s, the 60s. Like, it's very much changed now.
Yeah, 100%. And all the girls from Dublin anyway and just around the counties have been so supportive of each other. So it's just so nice to have a network like that as well, and to meet like-minded girls and women like you. So I'm delighted that I have.
Yeah, and like, there's been some great people throughout the years that have won it. And are you thinking, you know, are you just trying to focus on Miss Dublin and then go towards Miss Ireland? Or are you already thinking the big one?
At the minute, I'm just loving the experience of it. The end goal, obviously, I'd love to go for the big one, the Miss Ireland one. But even the experiences alone, like, my confidence has soared through since I've entered. And I can't believe myself now, like, talking on the phone, having interviews like this. It's just all the opportunities and experiences that come from it, I'm so grateful for, regardless of the outcome.
Because I was going to ask what you have learned. And obviously, you're saying their confidence is one of the big things anyway.
Yeah, we had a workshop there last week, all about social media and, you know, how to work with different kind of brands and how to come across on social media and stuff. And we have different workshops coming in the next few weeks of learning new things as well. But even things like that you can bring into the competition and outside of the competition as well. Like, it's just amazing the different kind of things that you do learn.
And do you have, you know, when this is over, are you hoping to continue with modelling? Are you hoping to go down maybe like an influencer role? Or do you have any kind of end goals to take away from this?
Yeah, I'd love to kind of use my platform to promote to girls, you know, how to be confident, how to overcome these stigmas, and, you know, to raise awareness as well for mental health. I've done a lot of charity work now in the last few months for Pieta House and raised a good bit of money for them. So even just to use my platform for things like that would be amazing.
Yeah, I think we're seeing more of a need and a want as well from people now. They don't want just the swipe ups, and they don't just want the hashtag ads. They want content. They want to see, you know, I always use Roz Purcell as a comparison, you know, the fact that she puts up beautiful photographs, and then she puts up photographs where she's like, these are the 12 that didn't make it to get to that one. And I think the reality is starting to come back into the likes of Instagram.
100%, yeah, and even for younger girls following influencers like that, like, it's such an important message, rather than, you know, here's my 10% discount code. Like, it's such an important message to see that not everything is as good as it's made out to be, and it is okay to kind of have those pictures where, you know, like this challenge with varieties and no makeup, it's okay to not to have spots on your face, it's okay to have imperfections like that. So yeah, 100%.
And if there's any, you know, younger girls who are listening and they're thinking maybe next year, is it something you would definitely suggest, not even just for Dublin, but for, you know, the Miss Ireland in general, that you would say to put your name forward for?
100%. Like, as I said, my confidence has skyrocketed, and, you know, that's just from the last few weeks and meeting the girls, and to even meet like-minded girls like yourself as well. It's just such a nice network to have and such nice support as well. So, yeah, 100%.
So it's all good. Everything is good. It's great coming out of this.
100%.
And Ciara, if anybody's listening and they do want to help you along with your journey and support you as, you know, the Miss Dublin stuff come up, how can they find you on social media?
So my Instagram handle is @KiaraYay, and you can also follow my journey as well, as I said, on the Miss Ireland app that can be downloaded on any Play Store or Google Store.
Yeah, so if you're not from Dublin and you're listening and you want somebody else to win, or you just want to see what the, you know, the competition is, that you can go and get the Miss Ireland app. Ciara, thank you so much for chatting to me this morning. I really appreciate it. And best
Thanks,
of luck. Brilliant. We'll have to follow your journey as, you know, as events start to be allowed to happen down the line.
Thanks a million.
And hopefully you'll be our new Miss Dublin and Miss Ireland in 2021.
Here's hoping, fingers crossed.
Thank you, Ciara.
Thanks a million.
That was Ciara Whelan there, who is in the running to become Miss Dublin and then hopefully Miss Ireland. You can follow her on Instagram, Ciara_Yay, or you can go onto the Miss Ireland app. And of course, the Miss Ireland Instagram will have all the different girls competing from around the country. And of course, the girls who are in the running for Miss Dublin. Now, we're going to take a little ad break. Coming up after the break, we're going to be talking to someone who used to professionally play football and has now turned his life into a singing career. It's not Damien Duff, although you may have seen videos of him throughout the years singing along the way, and it's not Robbie Keane either. So we'll be having that coming up, and of course we'll have another Christmas tune for you coming up after the break here on Dublin's Q102, so make sure you stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. It really means a lot to me and I really hope you enjoyed it. Do scroll back and see if there's anything else that you might enjoy. And before I let you go, do remember to come and find me on my new podcast, Tis Yourself. Again, talking to celebrities, this time a lot more in depth. So there might be longer episodes there. And we're talking about what was life like before they became famous, the different alternative roads they could have went down, how life changed for them, for good and bad, and so, so, so much more. And of course, the thing that they're best known for. So come and find me, Tis Yourself with Nicola Barden. And I really hope you'll enjoy the new episodes. They're up to date. They're brilliant. There's some great people there. And I'd love your support. So please do come find us. That's Tis Yourself with Nicola Barden.